Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here doing the producing myself, so I'm in the producer's chair now, so if it sounds a little bit different, because we've literally switched rooms. On the news line with us now, Elizabeth Stark, or Beth Stark, as she's known all over town, Lifestyle Initiative Manager and Registered Dietitian at Wise Markets, Catherine Long, Healthy Living Coordinator and Registered Dietitians, and they're part of the team of a half a dozen all women who are just super informed and ultra-wise when it comes to, get it, ultra-wise? I guess you probably hear those bad puns all the time. So welcome on board, ladies. Thank you so much for joining this morning again on WDKOK.
Good morning.
I really appreciate you both checking in today. Well, September is Hunger Action Month, and I think sometimes we start out with a little bit of frivolity, and we try to have some fun whenever we can. But this is really a serious topic, this idea of food insecurity, and there are some steps that we can do. There's some things that Wise's is already doing to work on food security. So we'll let you start out. We're talking about September as Hunger Action Month. So tell us about that.
Yeah, and so just like you said, it's a very important topic, and especially this year with the pandemic. So just starting, you know, from the beginning, what is food insecurity? So basically, it means that there is not enough food for every person in a household to live an active, healthy lifestyle. And so in 2018, about 14 million Americans, or about 4% of the U.S. population, was food insecure. Now, due to the coronavirus, that has went from 4% of the population to 16% of the U.S. population. And this includes about 18 million children. And to be honest, food insecurity is much closer than people tend to think it is. And the truth is that many people live paycheck to paycheck, and we kind of are just, you know, one paycheck away from having to make a really hard decision between paying your bills or buying food. And things like, you know, a death in the family, or if you lose your job or have reduced work hours, or even if your car breaks down and that huge expense, you know, all those things can contribute to that. And so according to the Feeding America website, and so getting down to the local level, so in 2018, the food insecurity rate here in Snyder County and Union County was just about 9%, and in Northumberland County, it was 12%. So it's food insecurity literally is in every community in America, and many households that experience it might not qualify for a federal assistance program, so they rely on their local food banks and food pantries for support. And just a quick note, so what's the difference between a food bank and a food pantry? So a food bank is generally the larger warehouse type building that, you know, receives food and distributes it to the local food pantries, and then the food pantries are the ones that get it out directly to the people in the community.
Well, and I think those are good, important distinctions. And you also have individual meals offered up by some of the area churches and so on. I think of Elijah's Bowl and Sunbury, and there's comparable meals. We have Meals for Mustangs at Midwest, and Shikellamy and Sealands Grove. All of the school districts around here have meals going out. So in as much as there is this big issue, there are lots of folks helping out. So explain that. And I'm just going to ask you to do some self-promotion. Tell me what Wise is doing. And I ask that because I know the answer, paraphrased, is a lot. So tell us about that. What's happening to help?
Yeah, that's very true. So every year, usually in September, Wise launches our Fight Hunger campaign. So we actually started that on April 30th this year because we knew that people were going to be, you know, maybe a little more food insecure, maybe needing some more food. So this year was actually our 13th year of the Fight Hunger campaign, where people could donate at the register. And since the beginning, so since year one, Wise has raised more than $12.5 million, and every penny of that has gone to the regional food banks throughout our seven state area, along with other donations from Wise Markets as well.
And there are other things going on. Beth, we know of meals helping out students in the summer, and backpack meals and these kind of things. So just give us a quick glance that there's other efforts too.
Yeah, I mean, I think I think we've shared some of the high-level types of opportunities for sure, and if you are in need. I think the biggest takeaway would be if you are in need of food, connecting with your local food pantry to see what their distribution days are. If you have children within one of those respective school districts, notify them, request support or seek what types of resources they might have available. And I think on the flip side then, we know there are a lot of individuals who want to help and just don't know how to help. So again, going back to that local food bank or pantry, and you can easily Google, to find one that's near you to see if there's anything you could do to actually pitch in. It may be collecting food donations, money, plastic bags, or even maybe just send them a simple thank you for all that they're doing in the area. But I think in most cases, if you seek someone out looking to volunteer, they will be able to assign you a meaningful position and, allow you to contribute to that organization's mission.
We always invite folks to contact your local United Way, Columbia Montoya United Way, and or Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, 211.org, sponsored by the Pennsylvania United Ways, and just dial 211, and that's a clearinghouse for information as well. Well, if you are living on a shoestring, as a lot of folks are, how can you stretch your food dollar?
Yeah, again, I think that's a great point, and it aligns well with our overall topic. There are a lot of things you can do to eat, both healthfully and to also stay within your appropriate family budget. So some low-cost staples that we would definitely recommend, and these are, again, nutrient-dense, but yet very affordable. So stocking up on things like rice, pasta, oats, eggs, peanut butter, and beans, including these ingredients into meals to help stretch your portions. For example, if you make tacos and you're using 1 pound of some type of ground meat, maybe add a can of drained and rinsed black beans to then almost double the amount of volume we would have there for that taco recipe or whatever else you're making. And purchasing things that are on sale, of course, chicken, looking for larger bulk packages when available, and then freezing portions that you may not be able to use when it's fresh. I think a great tip, and I personally do this all the time, is to look at the unit price on a price tag. So you'll usually see that it might be, highlighted in a specific color. It's generally very easy to see, but so that you can compare, one product's price compared to another and be able to make that choice based on the cost, assuming the other maybe nutrition parameters or other, qualities of that product are very comparable. But sometimes you think that buying in bulk might be the best option, and sometimes if something of a smaller size is on sale, it may not actually be the most affordable option. So just really taking that time. It may take a couple of more seconds as you're shopping, but it can really save you money. Of course, I think we still know that a lot of folks are cooking at home. So doing what you can to remain cooking at home versus relying on takeout and things like that. Of course, most meals cooked at home from scratch, even using some convenience types of foods can be much less expensive than dining out regularly.
And I hate to say it, but fast food and junk food is cheaper. Is there truth to that observation?
It depends on what you're making. I think, like Beth said, if you're doing something like a stir fry, so you have the rice and you're adding beans to it, when you look at the cost per serving, honestly, sometimes it's only $2 to $3 per meal. So I think it's a misconception that people often think that, eating healthfully is more expensive, but it really does not have to be.
All right. So,
I think actually to that point, even though fast food wouldn't be probably our, recommended source of a meal for folks, there still are reasonable options at a lot of those venues. So, if that is more within your reach, seeking out some of the better available options on the menu, and I think that's certainly a way to go as well. And of course, the dietitian team is always here to help guide you and provide you with some tips and tricks if you're kind of feeling a little bit stuck within this space.
Right,
yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah.
Well, yeah, please. Thank you for those. You have been talking about this over and over in the podcast. So tell us about the Healthy Bites podcast addressing these issues.
Yeah, go ahead, Catherine. We're both so excited.
We are. So the last episode that just came out, so you can find that, it's called Wise Healthy Bites. It's on Apple Play and Google Podcasts. We actually just did a whole episode on food waste, and because when it comes down to it, 30 to 40% of all food in America ends up in the trash, so it's a really big number. And most food, it happens throughout the whole supply chain, food gets wasted, unfortunately, but most of it comes from our homes. The average family of four throws away $1,500 worth of food each year. And that comes down to $125 a month. So that's a significant amount of money. Most of it is fruits, vegetables, and dairy foods, of course, because they're our most perishable items. But yeah, we really dug into that in the last episode. And I'm going to give a top secret preview to our next episode. So it's going to come out this coming Tuesday. We are actually speaking with a registered dietitian and a friend of ours who's really a leader when it comes to food insecurity and food dignity. She's the president of a food bank up in northeastern Pennsylvania. And this is actually, so that's coming out next Tuesday. It's going to be our 1 year anniversary of the podcast, and we are doing a super cool giveaway. And you have to listen to the podcast to get the details on that.
All right. Well, we certainly will. We've been paying attention to all the podcasts all along. I don't know how many I have on my phone, dozens of them now. I really appreciate it. And I don't even cook, but I just find it fascinating. It's just a great, what a great glimpse into the grocery store. So I'm not allowed to go to Wise. This it doesn't help the ball club, they're told. So an additional remark on this, where to get more information on all the things we've talked about.
You know, you can always visit the Wise Markets, the Wise Healthy Bites Facebook group. You know, we post a lot of our content from the radio show right in that Facebook group. And again, it's a group that's open to the public. You know, and generally we do link to the shows that have aired right here with you, Mark, into that Facebook group as well. So I think that would probably be a great place to start. And then to locate the podcast, you can really visit Apple Podcast or Google Play. I almost had them flip there. Apple Podcast or Google Play, and you know, access that podcast really easily right there. It's also available on the healthybites.wisemarkets.com website as well. So a few different places you can locate all of this awesome information.
Wisemarkets.com, always the go-to place. Beth Stark, Lifestyle Initiative Manager and Registered Dietitian, one of the members of the team of Registered Dietitians at Wise Markets. Catherine Long, Healthy Living Coordinator, Registered Dietitian. We're going to talk to you in 10 minutes or so. Well, technically 10 minutes. Maybe I run a hair behind all the time, all the time. So stand by, and we're going to talk to you both again very shortly. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WDKOK Sunbury. Next up, we will be listening to Your Money Now.
Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Setter, our fabulous producer, gets a rare day off, so we appreciate all his help and hard work when he's here. And it makes it 100% clear just how busy he is in the morning when we got take six substitutes here to fill in for Rob Setter. So now we got the 100 people here trying to help out to fill in for Rob Setter. On the news line, back on the news line, Beth Stark, the Lifestyle Initiative Manager at Wise Markets, and Catherine Long, a Healthy Living Coordinator. They're both registered dietitians at Wise Markets. And we're so glad that we have a monthly opportunity to enjoy a conversation with them, and hopefully in person as soon as possible. Now, in our first segment, we talked a little bit about September being Hunger Action Month, really trying to make sure that food insecurity is brought up and talked about. So I want to reiterate a couple of things that relate to that, and we have some other segments or some other topics to discuss in this particular segment. But Wise Markets is doing a lot, and Beth and Catherine, you did outline a few things that Wise is doing, but I hate to do it, and I know it, you might think it's self-serving, but I want you to elaborate on what Wise is doing, because that correlates to what the food banks and some of the soup kitchens around here enjoy as well. So what else is Wise doing?
Yeah, so we talked a little bit about our Fight Hunger campaign, which usually is in September, but we started it months earlier this year, back on April 30th, just to help raise money that was going to go to those local food banks in order to help those who might need a little help during this time. So since the beginning of the program, this is our 13th year with Fight Hunger. So since year one, we've raised over $12.5 million, and all of that money stays you know, within the seven states and goes to those regional food banks that can help folks in the area. And so another topic, you know, Wise Markets actually really does a lot to help tackle food waste. So 30 to 40% of all food in America actually goes in the trash. And this happens all throughout the supply chain, you know, with farming, processing, at the grocery store, and at your home. And so Wise is actually doing a lot. And this, all this information plus so much more is in our sustainability report, which you can find at wisemarkets.com. But so in 2016, Wise signed on as an inaugural U.S. Food Loss and Waste 2030 champion. So that means that we've committed to reduce food loss and waste in our operations by 50% by the year 2030. Obviously, like I said, we're a big contributor to food banks. We partner with a recycling company to divert and repurpose our food waste into cattle feed. And we also work with a compost company that turns our food waste into a high-quality soil. And we actually used that soil when we constructed our newest store in Bedminster, PA. So there's just so many cool things that our sustainability department is doing to help tackle food waste at our stores.
And we've spoken to the leader of that particular department on a number of occasions on other topics related to stores that use a high reliance on LED bulbs and so on. So I know you won't bring it up unless I ask, so I just wanted to make sure that we talk about food waste. Anything else about food waste maybe in our homes that we can do?
Yeah, you know, one of the biggest reasons why we throw so much food away, and that's about 30 to 40% of all food in the U.S. that ends up in the trash, you know, or around $370 worth of food per year per person. You know, so what we can really just encourage is to, you know, store your food properly, check the dates when you are shopping, and give yourself the longest amount of time to use those highly perishable foods, you know, like the meats, the dairy, things like that. You know, fruits and vegetables are, again, among the top items that are generally thrown away. And I think one of the biggest issues is that people buy too much and or they just don't know how to use it, or again, they store it improperly. So if you're not sure if you'll be able to use all that fresh produce, try to utilize canned varieties if that's feasible, or frozen varieties, or get some of those fruits and vegetables that have a longer shelf life. So for example, broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, apples, pears, to name a few, versus berries that are very highly perishable, or leafy greens that are very perishable. And you know, you'll have just a better chance at using those foods versus throwing them away. You know, I think the other thing too is just to, you know, try to stretch your food dollar wherever that's possible. So even if you're not someone at this point that's within the food insecure category, anyone can benefit from stretching their food dollar by utilizing healthful staples that are also very affordable, like rice, pasta, oats, eggs, nut butter, beans, you know, and really shopping with that unit price in mind as you're navigating the aisles of the grocery store.
Well, and you mentioned in your first segment the Healthy Bites podcast that's out right now. The most recent one, number 26, talks about reducing food waste. And you gave us a glimpse of the one that comes out Tuesday, the Healthy Bites podcast, where you're going to talk to a dietitian about food insecurity and food dignity. So really, we're really digging into this. So I really appreciate your help. This is also National Family Meals Month. So what the family that eats dinner together stays together, I guess that's still true today.
That's right. So it's so in previous years, kind of the theme of Family Meals Month, or the goal, was to have families sit down for one more meal per week together as a family. Well, since COVID started, obviously a lot of us are sitting down to a lot of family meals each week. So kind of the theme this year is to stay strong with family meals as life kind of starts back up again, if the kids are going back to school, or, you know, parents back to work, things like that. But there is a lot of benefits, and there's a lot of research to back this too, about the family structure and when you have family meals together. And especially for kids, they're likely to have healthier eating habits even later in life. They get better grades at school. They have better meal etiquette and social skills, such as sharing, fairness, and respect. And also, they are less likely to engage in risk-taking behavior, such as tobacco, drugs, and alcohol. So all of that, all of those benefits increase as the amount of family meals eaten together increases. It's also a great way to just bond with your family and start traditions and learn about culture. And also to save money, too. If you are, you know, making affordable meals out of those, you know, very pantry staples, you know, the rice and the beans and stretching portions, you know, all of that can help to make family meals very affordable.
Well, and I know sometimes when you talk about this, you say it doesn't have to be where, you know, one individual sets the table. It's a big elaborate setup, and then everybody has to sit down simultaneously and have a four-course meal. And, you know, so you're talking 90 minutes of activity or so. You kind of give us a glimpse of the sort of the modern-day meal together. You know, recap that, please.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's a great point that it's all about what works for your family. And all families are different, all schedules are different, especially right now. So, you know, kind of identifying an opportunity maybe three times a week that's realistic for you. So maybe that's breakfast that works best for your family. You know, maybe it's lunchtime. It could even be a snack. It's really just kind of the point is to get together, you know, share the enjoyment of that meal, you know, technology aside, keep the distractions away, and just really serve, you know, utilize that time. I should say, to communicate, you know, touch base, get a sense of what's going on, you know, and just really connect as a family. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, how do I really make this work in my home? I think that would be one place to start. Again, set a realistic goal, family meals or, you know, some kind of meal that works for your family per week. You know, we always talk about planning ahead, so I know that's not a surprise, right, Mark? So, you know, plan ahead for the week, make your grocery list, shop for those items that you need, keeping your kitchen stocked with commonly used ingredients. Again, some of those pantry staples that we mentioned a few moments ago. And keep it simple. Family meals do not have to be a roasted turkey that's spent 6 hours in the oven and, you know, homemade mashed potatoes and, you know, fresh carrots from your garden. It can be, you know, something as simple as, you know, an easy taco night or, you know, maybe a pizza that you prepared, you know, using some simple ingredients from the grocery store and from your home. So simplicity and really whatever will work for your family is where you should start right now if that's feasible.
Well, I think the dietitians always say if you're going to plan meals, start at 5 p.m. if you want to eat around 5:30 or so, right? That's no,
yeah.
I'm kidding.
Ideally not. Have a plan just, and you'll definitely be more successful.
Right, there you go. Okay. All right, so Family Meals Month, boy, and we really do know how that can cohesively help families, so we appreciate you reiterating that. It is Fruits and Veggies Month, speaking of fresh carrots in the backyard. Just tell us a little bit about that, what's in season right now, and talk about that.
Yeah, so September is also Fruits and Veggies Month, so dietitians love that, of course, because we love our fruits and veggies. There are just so many benefits to eating fruits and vegetables. They have fiber, they have potassium, so they help to keep our blood pressure healthy, reducing our risk for heart disease and stroke. They have just so many good beneficial nutrients in there. And so, yeah, our September, October issue of Healthy Bites magazine is out now. And if you can't make it to the store, you can find it at healthybites.wisemarkets.com. But we always have information in there about the fruits and veggies that are in season right now. So right now, we're looking at apples, broccoli, sweet potatoes, and spinach. And we have some really delicious recipes. There's a roasted Asian glazed salmon and veggies, which includes the broccoli. There's also, I cannot wait to make this weekend, sweet potato nachos. So instead of tortilla chips, you're actually thinly slicing sweet potatoes and roasting those and using that as kind of like the chip for your nachos. So there's just some really unique and creative recipes in here. And so definitely you want to pick one up.
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah, the Healthy Bites magazine is on the newsstand. The Healthy Bites podcast, number 26. Is it really 26, or did you jump?
I know.
Oh my
yeah.
God, that is just crazy. Well, thanks for doing that. I like listening to them. Very informative, particularly when you do talk about things like food insecurity and sort of other maybe a little bit more global topics, but very, very helpful street level. So the new podcast comes out next week with more about that. We can always find the Wise Markets Registered Dietitians on social media, on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And, of course, you can wisemarkets.com. Go there and find out and get the information you need in person. Thank you so much, Beth and Catherine. Very much appreciated. Thanks for all your help. And please enjoy the rest of National Family Meals Month. Please, both of you.
Yes. Same to you, Mark. Thank you, Mark.
Do appreciate that. Registered dietitians from Wise Markets on the line. So we always appreciate their help. Catherine Long is a registered dietitian, healthy living coordinator at Wise Markets, and Beth Stark, lifestyle initiative manager. She's the boss of all of the women who are the women in charge of the dietitians at Wise Markets.